the banks need to do a lot more, and they need to set up a proper payment systems check like they have in Britain, like they have in Netherlands, that actually helps protect people when they're paying money to what would be fraudulent individuals.
That name checking system seems like a simple solution to what is a massive problem.
Yeah, look, it's very basic, you know, and but the question is why do we still not have it? It's practical, it's effective, it's in Britain now for a number of years, it's in the Netherlands for a number of years, and what it does is it forces the banks to set up a system that they check the name of the person that the victims are sending money to, and they check that that name is the same name on the account. So some people are thinking that they're paying a bill maybe to ESB or to Anpost, or that they're paying a different bill that somebody that they may know, and it's up to the banks to actually say, is that actually going to the entity that I think it's supposed to go to, or is it going to a scammer? And this is just one of the ways. This is always going to be a cat and mouse game between ourselves and those that are involved in online fraud and scams. But the reality is we're losing this fight. We're losing this fight because both hands are tied behind our backs, because the government doesn't have an economic crime strategy. They still won't let banks and Gardaí share information, and we don't have banks stepping up to the marks or social media companies being held to the account, as is happening in other jurisdictions. We're way behind the curve here, and that's why banks are actually saying, and the representatives are saying, that Ireland could become the go-to area for these international criminals